You're watching Notepad with me, Ibrahim Sani. Today we shall explore this very interesting company called Payd, P-A-Y-D. They are a financial platform that talks to employers and see how they can actually improve on employers' payment structure, particularly cash management. Payd is a comprehensive earned wage access or EWA solutions provider. EWA goes by many names, for instance, on demand pay, salary advance, instant pay, and the likes. And of course, very recently, they have announced that they have raised about $1.7 million in seed round funding. Joining us from Singapore is one of the co-founders as well as the CEO, Justin Kong. Justin, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Ibrahim. Good to meet you.
Yeah, it's good to meet you too. Justin, I want to explore a little bit more about Payd, but before that, maybe you can talk to us in terms of the industry per se first. The rise of earned wage access globally, or EWA, and in Malaysia is, of course, taking everyone's interest as well. So perhaps you could share with us, for the people that don't know, what is EWA and why businesses need it?
Sure. So earned wage access is been around for about 10 years around the world. It's essentially salary on demand. With earned wage access, an employee no longer has to wait until the end of the month until they want to get paid. So we empower the employee to choose when they would like to get paid at any time during the month for the work they have already done. So we give them access to money that they have already earned and is rightfully theirs. At the end of the month, any withdrawals are deducted from their paycheck and they receive the balancing amount. So earned wage access essentially relieves the stress of almost half the Malaysian population who live paycheck to paycheck and often run out of money before payday. Now, around the world, we've seen earned wage access succeed in every single continent. Some of the largest employers around the world, such as Walmart in the US and NHS in the UK, offer this to their employees. Now, why do Malaysian businesses need it? We've seen that Malaysian employers have been struggling with a few things. So retention, attracting new talent, and improving productivity. COVID has made some of these changes even bigger, right? And some of the struggles even larger. So some examples are the hospitality industry laid off a lot of workers during the pandemic and are struggling to hire new talent. And this has a direct impact on businesses. So, you know, for example, with hotels, you hear stories these days about rooms being uncleaned, about room service taking a very long time to arrive. F&B and retail have been struggling to retain talent as employees frequently switch jobs. And hiring a new employee can cost up to 20% of an employee's annual salary due to recruitment and training costs. Employees are also more productive when they're less stressed and can focus on work. So over 70% of employees report feeling financially stressed on a regular basis. Having access to their earned wages actually reduces their stress so that they can focus on work.
I want to learn more about the kind of stress that we're talking about. Is it real stress or is it like one of those noise that companies have to go through and then we're just removing that noise by doing EWA?
Yeah, no, it's real stress, right? So if you think about it, like something that can happen to anyone on a daily basis, whether it's your family struck down with COVID or you have a tire puncture, all these unexpected kind of expenses. These are extremely stressful situations and sometimes you're faced with a tough choice of either, you know, doing a COVID test or putting food on the table. By having access to earned wages, you can actually take out money that's rightfully yours instead of having to go to alternative sources such as going into debt or going to some sort of illegal money lender.
All right, I want to learn more, a little bit more about the ideas of top financial trends and practices that you have experienced, particularly with your clients, and whether or not HR teams should familiarize themselves with these kind of financial trends moving forward.
For sure. I think as a result of COVID, there have been a few key themes. So one is falling income levels. I think household income fell by more than 10% during the pandemic. Household debt in Malaysia is about 89%, which is one of the highest in Southeast Asia. 89% of GDP. And more recently, there's been higher inflation levels due to macroeconomic conditions. So these are some of the key financial trends coming out, which may mean that employees may struggle to make ends meet on a month-to-month basis.
We're going for a one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a bit more with Justin of Payd. Welcome back. This is Notepad. Joining us on the line from Singapore is Justin Kong, the CEO and co-founder of Paid. Justin, let's talk a little bit more about what Paid is all about. People need to know about the kind of mission that you're up to and perhaps some of the markets that you're serving, and in particular, if you're serving Malaysia.
Yeah, so Malaysia is our core market. You know, we've been around since September 2021, so we've been there for about 9 months. You know, since we launched, we grew from, you know, serving really small clients to serving larger employers of about 15,000 employees. Yeah, so we've been around for about 9 months, and we continue to serve the Malaysian market and grow with the funding that we've recently gotten.
Of course, we need to know a little bit more in detail about how Paid is actually assisting both employers and employees alike, and perhaps some of the business sizes that could be thought about when it comes to trying to use Paid solutions.
So from an employee's perspective, about half the Malaysian population live paycheck to paycheck and often run out of money before the end of the month. And they're really limited options, right? So typically they go to family and friends, which, you know, is not ideal. Sometimes they are in the same financial situation as they're in. You know, otherwise they end up going to illegal money lenders. So by actually giving them access to earned wages, we actually solve a lot of their problems. So some of the key reasons why an employee may use us are things like basic necessities. So food and petrol is the key thing that comes up. Repaying their loans on time. Previously, without earned wage access, they may ignore the loan repayment and they will pay it at the end of the month when they get the salary. And this would have impact on costs. So they would have late interest payments and late fees. And also it affects their credit rating. Another key reason is supporting family members. These are some of the key reasons why people take money out from us. Now, a lot of the time, people don't actually need a lot of money. So they shouldn't actually go into debt, but you know, they only need a few hundred ringgit at any given point in time. So that's kind of how we help the employees.
Yeah, so how does it work? Like if they go for consulting with you guys, do you guys charge up front, or, you know, some of the solutions be made available for free and then there's an add-on solutions later, or is there a subscription model involved?
So for us, we only charge a small flat fee per withdrawal, and that's charged to the employee. Now, it doesn't matter how much money they take out, it's just a transaction fee. So there's no such thing as late interest payments or late fees with a model like ours. The employee doesn't actually have to go into debt. They pay a small transaction fee to access a salary that rightfully belongs to them.
Is this regulated?
It's not regulated, and it isn't a regulated model anywhere around the world because we're not essentially lending money. Now, that has its pros and cons, right? So with lending money, you can actually take out a larger amount, but with earned wage access, it's limited to the amount of money that you've actually earned to date.
And because of that, we're just improving on the cash access, but at the same time, what about financial literacy, financial prudency, and of course, financial management, so to speak?
So, you know, we see ourselves as a financial well-being platform. So earned wage access is just a part of it. Our real mission is to improve employee financial well-being. Now, there are steps in the process. So, you know, first thing, we see earned wage access as reducing financial stress. So if you want to think about it, it's like insurance, but for your finances. So if you need it, you can use it. If not, you don't have to. Second thing that we're doing is improving financial literacy. We're doing this in partnership with Ringgit Plus. By providing content within our app. So it could be video content, written content, it could be financial tools to measure your financial health. The third thing that we want to do is improve financial stability. And we will do this through a savings product. If you want to save, say, you know, 100 ringgit a month for a specific purpose, like going on a holiday, paying for your children's tuition fees, or buying a car, you can save a certain amount, which is deducted from your paycheck. Last pillar that we see is financial inclusion. So things like insurance and investments. But you don't go from, you know, living paycheck to paycheck with no financial education to investing properly and buying the right types of insurance to protect yourself and your family.
Of course, you guys have managed to raise 1.7 million USD in seed funding. And of course, the seed funding is led by IFS Capital. What would be some of the ideas that you're going to be that you have in mind in terms of deploying the seed funding that you have right now?
So our seed funding mainly is used for growing our employee base, so hiring new talent as well as developing our new products that I just mentioned. IFS is our lead investor, but we do have other really good investors on our cap table, like Pinjana Capital, which is part of the National Recovery Fund. We've got the Hive Southeast Asia, one of the VC funds there. 1982, which is another VC fund. We've got some good angel investors as well, including Eric Cheng from Carsum. So we are using that money mainly to provide a better service and bring new products to the market.
So how would folks like IFS Capital, 1982 Ventures, Hive, Southeast Asia, as well as Pinjana, going to pull in their kind of network, and how do you leverage off their I guess networking capabilities to grow your business?
Sure, I suppose one is good publicity. Bringing a new model like earned wage access to the market, a year ago, no one had heard of earned wage access. Now I think it's a very different situation where a lot of employers have heard about earned wage access. So maybe a year ago, a lot of it was around education, whereas now they know about it and they're deciding, whether to use paid or whether to use competitor of ours. Having our investors like Pinjana gives us access to their network. So it helps us bring in new clients and promote earned wage access. IFS Capital are a lender in Singapore, so they provide us with a large balance sheet in order to pre-fund these earned wages.
All right, that's extremely interesting. So they give you access to a larger balance sheet. That means you are, in a way, what, leveraging off their lending capacity, or is it like cash upfront from them to you guys? How does that work? What do you mean by having access to a larger balance sheet?
Yeah, exactly. So, with the earned wage access model, we don't charge employers for providing this service to the employees. So they don't have to pre-fund any of the amount which we disperse to employees before payday. We fund that ourselves with our own balance sheet, which IFS helps us support.
Okay, that's quite interesting.
So, for example, we know like some competitors actually require companies to pre-fund some certain amount, right? Which you would then draw on to pay your employees, but that affects, employers' working capital. So with us, we don't actually do that. We fund it ourselves, and so there's no impact on working capital for the employers.
So is that like a sweetheart deal between IFS Capital and you guys? Like, low interest rate, no interest rate?
I wouldn't go into too much detail, but yes, I mean it's part of the reason why they wanted to invest in us, right? Because they're typically a lender and they understand that with earned wage access, the underlying credit risk is a high credit employer, right? We don't, serve very small companies, but we serve companies 5, 10,000 employees. So with these larger companies, they have good credit risk. So earned wage access essentially, we transfer the credit risk from, say, a poor credit individual to a high credit employer. So if you want to think about it, it's like kind of invoice factoring for your salary on a retail level.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Invoice
Yeah.
factoring for at a retail level via a conduit that is the company, and of course it's funded fully by you guys
Yeah.
to the company, and of course the capital is provided by IFS Capital at a particularly interesting rate, I presume. I'm pretty sure there's not much you can share right now, so it's a pretty, I guess, sweet setup. It's a good deal for paid. Do you feel that competitors might just take up this model themselves and then just roll out to the market using the kind of same setup? Maybe not with IFS Capital, but a similar kind of setup that they can suss out by themselves. Do you feel that this is a risk for you in terms of business manipulation, or not manipulation, I guess, business imitation? That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a risk of competitors coming to market, and there are competitors in Malaysia as well. And we don't think competition is a bad thing, right? Because competitors help us educate the market. I think, like I mentioned previously, a year ago when we were one of the first ones in the market, no one knew what earned wage access was. A lot of the sales process was what is it, and people trying to understand the business model. Whereas now people understand it, So in terms of people kind of trying to replicate the model, yes. But our model is B2B2C, right? So with a
Yeah.
B2B model, it is very sticky. So, once you sign up an employer, You don't really have a very high customer acquisition cost if you want to then roll out new products, because you're really, really ingrained into their processes and the HR system. Now, one of the key benefits of paid is that we bring a lot of experience from international markets. So our CTO, for example, comes from Waitstream, which is the largest earned wage access company in Europe. So, you know, he oversaw expansion to the US, into Australia, and so on. So he's seen earned wage access work in a number of different markets. And globally, it can be very different, right? So for example, in the US, Australia, Philippines, typically people get paid twice a month. In other countries, a lot of the time people are paid on shift-based work. So per hour on, you know, every maybe one day you work 8 hours, one day you work 3 hours, another day you don't work, and you get paid on an hourly basis. But in Malaysia, things are a bit different. We see it's very common to get paid once a month, and 99% of the time people get paid on fixed salaries.
Okay, and therefore that would present an opportunity for earned wage access to grow here in this country. Is that what you're alluding to?
Yeah, most definitely. But even still, in those other countries where people get paid twice a month, we see a very strong demand for earned wage access. So we've seen it work all around the world, despite of how people get paid. But Malaysia, we feel that the market conditions are right for us because, you know, people get paid once a month. And sometimes they get paid in arrears. So, you know, say you work from the 1st to 30th, sometimes you only get paid a week later on the 7th, for example. So the cash crunch is real.
Okay. We'll go for one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a bit more with Justin of Paid. Thanks for staying on with us. Joining us from Singapore is Justin Kong, the CEO and co-founder of Paid. Justin, let's talk a little bit more about some of the markets that you want to grow out of. Of course, you've mentioned repeatedly that Malaysia is one of the key markets that you're operating out of. And of course, with folks like Njana Capital, they would want you to grow more here, I suppose, for the time being. But of course, being the recovery fund that they are, they do want companies that they are invested in via some of their partners, VC partners, to actually grow further. So what would be some of the areas that you're thinking of when it comes to growing the business right now?
So Malaysia is our core market. You know, we have launched in Singapore already. So we operate in two countries, and we're looking at doing our third country towards the end of this year. Now, I wouldn't want to disclose which of the country it is yet, but, you know, it is in Southeast Asia. So we are looking to be a Southeast Asian player.
Do you feel that this needs to be regulated moving forward, considering that it isn't right now?
I honestly don't think so, because, you know, if you think about regulation part, right, it mainly is to do with money lending. So what is the kind of risk to the person who's using the product? If you look at, say, a model like Buy Now, Pay Later, which I feel will be more regulated first, you are actually spending money that you don't have. You're encouraging kind of discretionary spend, say, on, you know, piece of clothing or you know, something that you don't need. With earned wage access, you are drawing money which is rightfully yours. You've already earned. So there is already inherently a limit that you can take out. And there is no risk of an employee falling into debt. So there's no employee obligation to pay back. So, you know, given that, what is the risk to employee? It's stress-free. They don't have to worry about actually falling into debt or having late interest payments, unlike money lending or even buy now, pay later. If you don't pay, you have there is a kind of stick at the end of it where you have late interest fees and late payment fees.
So because of this notion of money that is rightfully earned by the employee, you feel that there's not cause for regulation, and therefore it's just a matter of cash flow, time management in that sense. That's it.
Yeah. Especially because we only charge a flat fee, right? So we charge a transaction fee. The amount that we charge doesn't depend on the amount that individual takes out. I think because of that as well, you know, we are fully Sharia compliant.
Oh, hang on. This is interesting. Because there is no debt obligation being incurred. Is that the reason why this is considered a Sharia compliant item?
One is the debt, and two is the way we charge, right? So we know some earned wage access companies around the world maybe charge a percentage. So, you know, say they charge 3% of how much you take out, whereas others like us, we only charge a flat fee. So we kind of position it as, you know exactly what you're paying, very transparent in terms of the fees that you pay, and it doesn't vary. So, you know, we intentionally did this as well, and we didn't want to charge a percentage because we don't want to be associated to kind of lenders. You know, sometimes people, they see a percentage and they don't understand really how much they're paying to access this money. Yeah, so Shara compliant mainly is the flat fee, and also no obligation to repay at the end.
Fantastic. This is, don't get me wrong, I'm rather intrigued by this model, not just the earned wage access, but the way Paid does it. That's why I find it quite interesting to get you guys on my show to talk more about this. But of course, there's, the story has just only been starting to be told. There's a lot more that is in store for you. Any announcements that you want to make right now, or at least, you know, a little bit of a sneak peek into the kind of things that you're going to do over the next few months to come? I know the third market that you're not, you're going to roll out. My suspicion is Indonesia. Is it Indonesia?
Indonesia? No, it's not Indonesia. I mean, Indonesia has a few large players. I mean, I know the founders as well of this company is Indonesia, but
yeah,
you know, the reason why we're looking aside from that is.
So what's the third market then, Justin? Come on, spill the beans.
I think we'd like to share it once we've actually gone in there. So maybe if we do another interview towards the end of the year, I'm happy to share. But it's another Southeast Asian market, which we feel is extremely underserved. I think when we look at a new market, there are a few things, you know, like I think one we mentioned is how often people get paid. Another is mobile penetration. You know, do people interact with financial services through their mobile phone? You know, three is really their financial behavior, financial literacy levels. You know, do they have kind of a culture of living day to day, struggling to make ends meet? Are people looking to money lenders, right?
Yeah.
You know, like some of the stories that I hear in the market that we're going to, for example, is people take out money from money lenders. The person will take your ATM card from you. At payday, they will take out the money that you owe to them before.
Sorry, that another individual holds the ATM card.
So you borrow money from someone, and you know, kind of collateral, you give them your ATM card.
Yeah,
the month you get on payday, they will take out what's theirs and they give you back the ATM card.
Yeah, it's a pretty nasty business actually. Anyway, Justin, I really wish you guys all the best, including your co-founder. And of course, like I said, the door is always open. Come on my show anytime. And that was Justin Kong, the CEO and co-founder of Paid. Dialing in from Singapore. They are doing earned wage access. If you haven't heard of it, perhaps Google it right now, right after the show. There are also other shows like this on astroowen.com. Look for Notepad on that site. Until then, thanks very much for watching and catch you in the next one.